day, everybody. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for us to check all of your agricultural markets for today. I've got the latest on those in your afternoon wrap-up coming up in just a moment. Stay with us.
Cattle producers, there's no need to take chances on poor performance with your stockers on wheat pasture. Try Sweet Licks Rumensin blocks today. These convenient blocks deliver Rumensin for growth promotion and high-quality nutrition all in one package. For just pennies per head per day, stockers with Rumensin Advantage can achieve 20 pounds or more per head of additional selling weight during a 100-day grazing period. Where else can you get that kind of return on investment? Stop in to see your nearest Sweet Licks supplier today. Always read and follow label directions.
The commodities markets are an integral part of the U.S. economy. Each business day, futures contracts trade in the energy, financial, and agricultural markets. Hi, I'm Curtis Ward, president of KIS Futures. Our firm executes futures and options and provides risk management strategies for our clients who hedge. Our team also provides full-service brokerage while offering free quotes and charts, free market reports, market text messages, futures market tutorials, and real-time account information. For more information about our trading services, give us a call at 1-800-256-2555 or log on to our website at kisfutures.com.
Well, livestock futures posted weak market shifts early today, with lean hog futures eroding slowly lower, while moderate to firm gains developed in cattle trade. Traders focused much of their attention on the USDA reports that came out this morning. Corn markets higher today in light trade. Stock markets were lower. The Dow Jones 190 points lower. NASDAQ down 52 points. In live cattle today, firm end of the week buying moved into the complex. The support was contained to nearby contracts, with very little volume stepping up to the plate through the first few minutes of trade. This allowed for additional market shifts as the day continued. Most of the focus on Friday, though, was on the increased amount of data in the USDA reports, which covered essentially the last 2 months of supply and demand information, as well as production data. Cash cattle bids improved in activity throughout the day, although price levels were consistent with levels seen earlier in the week. Live bids held at $121 per hundredweight, and dress bids undeveloped. Asking prices remain at $126 to $127 live and $203 in higher dressed basis. Meanwhile, in feeder cattle, limited buying was seen as traders focused on increased underlying support, looking toward the USDA crop production report and updated information about grain supplies. This could significantly affect overall feeder cattle prices as traders looked for a lower corn and soybean price going into and following the report. Meanwhile, today, corn trade was 1 to 2 cents higher, with light buying on position squaring overnight ahead of the WASD and stocks report released at 11 a.m. this morning. Soybean trade narrowly mixed in quiet pre-report trade. Meal was $1 to $2 higher, and oil 15 to 25 points lower. Finally today, wheat trade was 1 to 7 cents higher as Chicago trade found some buyers again, along with firmer spread trade returning after the washout yesterday.
That's a look at all your markets for today. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network.